This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1879, How to Let Someone Know You Love Their Photos in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
When someone comes back from a trip, that experience is the most important thing in their mind. When they show you their photos, what will you say? Find out exactly what to say today in English to maintain the connection.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Michelle. What's shaking?
Hey, Lindsay, not too much. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Not much going on around here. But, you know, what do you think about family photos?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not huge on getting like formal photos done because they're very expensive. But there is something that I have used that is not so expensive, a company. It's expensive when you get when you order the photos. But
sure. Anyway,
that's not the point. But so recently I thought, okay, let's go for it. Let's get some photos done. Yeah. I got the proofs and I had a friend look at them with me. And I realized that there are like some really great expressions that you can use to connect with someone on their photos or to use them. Or if you take a photo and see a random photo of someone. This episode is about photos. But before we do that, Lindsay, what does that mean? I said I got the proofs. What are the proofs?
Yeah, the proofs are, it's usually when you see the basic versions of the photos before you order the photos, right?
And there's usually like a watermark maybe.
Yeah, maybe they're not touched up yet. They're just kind of the most basic, simple version before the full processing of the photos, right?
Right. Exactly. I mean, yeah. Lindsay, what about you? Do you like to get formal photos done for things?
I'm not really a formal photo person either.
Yeah.
But, you know, when it's the occasion for it, I feel like I should. So I do. But I'm not. Yeah, I would much rather snap some photos on my iPhone just because the quality is so good these days on these phones.
That's true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah, the quality is good. And so especially like that portrait mode.
I know, it's incredible. You can do it for video on the iPhone now too. But I am glad we're talking about this today because it is a very important moment when someone shows you their photos, how you respond.
Right. Exactly. So we're going to go through some of these expressions today. Let's do it, Lindsay. What's the first one? I love this one.
Okay. So the first one, oh my gosh, Michelle, this one's new for me. I didn't even know.
Oh, really?
I learned a lot from you and Aubrey on this show, a lot. the phrase is, that's a framer. Okay.
Uh-huh. Right. So, you haven't heard that? That's so funny. Heard,
I think I've been living under a rock half my life. I don't know.
No.
But this one's good because it's obvious what it means, right?
Right. Exactly. Like you don't have to. I don't need to explain it because you can figure it out.
Yeah. I mean, it means this photo should be kept in a frame. It's really special. Oh, wow. That's beautiful. That's a framer. And something about my intonation there, Michelle. That's a framer.
Yeah, exactly. It's just, that's a frame where you can say that. Yeah, exactly. It's good. It's just a good way to say, instead of just saying, oh, beautiful, right? Like yeah. It's different. It's fun. It's saying you need to put that in a frame. I love when people say this. And then sometimes if I haven't thought that, then I'll be like, you know what? I don't know. Do you have a lot of framed photos, or are you good at printing photos or getting photos?
I'm not very good at it, but I like to do it when I can, but I'm not. Yeah. It's nice to put things in frames though. It really is.
It is, but I'm so bad at it. I have barely any photos.
Really? I'm surprised, because our listeners know that you're a nostalgic person. We've talked about that on the show before. So I'm surprised. I thought you would have a lot of photos around the house.
Well, I have so many photos in my phone, and then I'll get my phone will tell me, last year you were doing this. And then I see the photo and I think, oh, I should put that up.
I don't know. It happens. And I just want to go back real quick before we move on to the next one for our listeners. The differences in intonation, you have two intonation options here, guys. You could say that's a framer, where you're emphasizing that, or you could say that's a framer. Right. Well, you could do both, right, Michelle? I mean, you can choose how you want to do that.
Exactly. Either one would be good.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, what's the next one?
The next one is, that's a keeper, right? But this one is used for other things too, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, I love this. So, I mean, we even use this for people sometimes.
Yeah, she's a keeper. He's a keeper.
That's the first thing that comes to my mind. Maybe you introduce your partner to your family. And they really like them. At the end of the dinner, they whisper to you, oh, she's a keeper, right? She's a keeper. It's a compliment. It's kind of cheesy.
Right.
It's a little cheesy, I think.
Yeah, a little bit.
But it's good. So you look great here. That's a keeper for sure. So you're saying we should keep that photo.
Right. We should keep that photo. Another one you could say is great shot. So when we use shot, right, so sometimes instead of that, we can use that to say picture, right? That's the same thing as great picture.
Yes. Yeah. Great shot. Exactly. It means the same thing. So here's a sample sentence, guys. Great shot. I love your necklace. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. And that's also, I think this one is also good for when maybe you took the picture, right? Like, if you're showing me like, oh, look, this one I got, you might say like, great shot, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So it's about the angle. It's about how you captured it. It's kind of about the photography skills.
Right. Or you could say, what a shot.
Yeah, what a shot. Look at the beautiful background. So here we're really commenting on, because we need more than just, we like to comment on kind of the overall take of the photo, the setup, the background, the person's skills are kind of fun to comment on. Yeah.
Right. Or what's one more thing you could say?
We could say, amazing pick. You have to keep this one.
Yeah. Or picture. I mean, I feel like people write pick a lot.
Do.
I don't know if I would say like great pick. Like, I feel like, I don't know.
I don't think I would say pick so much. It feels kind of young to me.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's kind of like a little cheesy, a little young. So amazing picture is just as good.
Right. But I think in a text, like where you kind of abbreviate a lot of things anyway, I think that this is very useful for that as well.
Exactly. I love it. Sorry, we've got some background noise. I'm not sure if you can hear that. But anyways, let's keep going here. All right, Michelle, what else do we need to know here?
Okay. So, I mean, one other thing that I think is important is to add something that you like, something specific about the picture after you use these expressions, right? I mean, yeah, you can just say like, oh, that's a framer, and people get what you mean. But another, if you want to take it a step further, you can be specific, right? So you could say like you said, like, oh, your hair looks awesome, or like, look at the lighting, or something like that.
And you kind of need to do this too, just because I'm thinking of social situations when someone has shown me their photos. They're obviously more excited about this trip or whatever it is than you.
So
in a way, you kind of need to fill the space. There's going to be some silence.
Right.
At least this is my experience.
Right.
They're going to break out the photos. I'm imagining we're in a living room. Someone takes out the photo. They're looking at that. Maybe they're having a memory go through their head. You kind of need to fill that silence. Do you identify with this, Michelle?
Yeah, I know. Isn't that, it's like when you get so excited about your pictures or videos you took and you want to show people and you know mm-hmm. they don't care like the way you do.
Yeah, it's so true. You have to. So that's why I think this is a smart strategy to go one level deeper right. and comment on one specific thing about the photo.
Yes, exactly. I take some pretty, like, a lot of pictures, and, you know, we, like, it's funny because, you know, I have, like, WhatsApp chains with my family and with Dan's family, you know, we're always sending photos back and forth, and it's like, what do you say, like, oh, how cute. So it's like you run out of things when you're constantly sending photos.
Yeah, that takes half a second, right? To say, oh, so cute. You have to say something else. I love the way you captured them from the side or something. You have to say something, Michelle. And, you know, this is a connection skill, guys. Sometimes we have to do things that maybe we wouldn't normally say or do, but we have to do that to build that connection. And I think that's totally fine.
Right. I agree with you. So it's just always a good idea to make somebody feel kind of, especially if it's like they're really excited to show you their photos.
Yeah.
Like, you know, put forth the extra effort unless you don't want to be there and you're like, oh, right. I got to go home. Stop showing me these photos.
Right. Then you should probably just go home in that case. Right?
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
All right. So, Michelle, do you like to be photographed? What would you say?
Do I like to be photographed? I would say if I'm feeling good about myself. I mean, I always, you know, I always want to feel good about myself, but I feel like I put effort into what I'm wearing. Maybe I got a headband recently, you know, like if I did my hair, then I'm happy to be photographed. But if, you know, are you ever like, you know, somebody comes over and you didn't, I don't know, like, or if mm-hmm. I'm in like, a lot of times what happens for me is like, I'm still in my pajamas and like, I'm with my kids and like, Dan is like, oh, we'll take a picture. And then I'm happy because I'm with my kids, but then I look at it and I'm not so happy.
Yeah, for sure.
What about you?
I don't know if it's a good, you know, a good camera. And if I'm not making a weird face, because sometimes like if I'm eating, I'm making a weird face.
Oh yeah. That's everybody. Yeah. When it's at the wrong time.
Yeah. And you know, there are lots of photos in the old family album that have the weird like face that because you've got something in your mouth and it's awkward and it's strange. And yeah, we just can't avoid those. Right.
Yeah. So. Oh, my. I have a photo. So did I ever tell you that I met Conan O'Brien once?
Yeah. You told me that on the Upper West Side, right?
No, that was someone else. That was, wait, I think, no, whatever. I met Seth Meyers like by SNL, but I met Conan O'Brien at like this comedian at this special ceremony at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., probably like 15 years ago. Oh. And I took a picture with him. And in the picture, I have like this face of like shock and my mouth is totally open. And you can see that I have a piece of gum in my mouth.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
So you can just see the gum and it's like, ah.
So even by the time you asked him to take a photo, you were still shocked.
I guess so. I think I was making a face of like, ah, it's Conan. And meanwhile, funny. I just had like gum like resting in my mouth.
Oh, I love it. Guys, if you don't know who Conan O'Brien is, he's a famous comedian. He actually has a podcast, right?
Yes. I actually haven't listened to it, but I need to.
Yeah, I think it's called Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend or something like that.
Yes.
Super famous. He's so funny. And he used to have a late night show. He doesn't have that show anymore. Right?
No, he doesn't. Yeah. I mean, I used to be, I still love him, but I used to like, that was... Like, I adore him. I really do. Yeah. I think he's hilarious and he's so smart.
Yeah, he's funny. I love it. So, such good stuff. So, the moral of the story is here, if you take a photo with a celebrity, close your mouth.
Close your mouth or don't, at least make sure you spit out the gum.
Yeah. All right. Good stuff. Do we have a role play for our listeners?
Let's do it. So, here you are showing me your vacation pictures.
Okay. So, this is a key moment where you really have to work with me, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Here we go.
All right, here we go. I can't wait to see.
Okay, here they are.
Oh, wow. So now I'm flipping through and I say, wow, that's a framer. You look so happy here.
Thanks.
Oh, Oh, amazing pick. You must have had to wait in line to get this one for a while.
Yes, it took forever.
Well, that's a keeper, so it was worth it. Oh, look at this one, too. What a shot. You are so photogenic.
Oh, thanks so much.
This one, too. Great shot. I love the lighting against your hair.
Thanks, Michelle. Oh, my gosh. What strikes me about this is you're doing all the work here. I mean, you know, I'm just sort of making you say things. I'm not saying anything, right? I should say something because it is.
That's true.
It's a lot, you know, to see someone's photos and it's fun for the first, let's say, like 3 minutes. I think we all our listeners are going to identify with this. It's fun for the first 3 minutes and it's generally pretty interesting, but you do hit a point where you're like, how many more photos? Like, what else can I say? You know?
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's an episode idea.
That is. That's
like looking through, you know, like looking through somebody's photos and like where, what can we do? So it's not just like a one-sided, ooh, not, you know, like,
right.
I think, you know, the short answer is to tell stories.
Tell stories.
So yeah.
Yeah. Or what questions could you ask to add, to get them to tell a story? How can you have more dialogue around this moment? Because everyone goes through these moments, right?
Right.
All right. So here we said, you said, oh, wow. Wow. That's a framer, right? You look so happy here.
Right. Again, so I'm being specific of like why, you know, like what is it that's so special about it? And then I said, oh, amazing pick, right? And we've talked about pick, right? If we would write it, if we would say it. It feels a little awkward for me to say it too, actually.
Yeah, it does.
So
yeah,
I might say, oh, amazing picture.
I would probably be likely to say amazing picture. But if your personality, you know, well, again, just to remind our, we talked about this earlier, but what is kind of the feeling? Does it feel young? Feels kind of young.
Yeah, I think it is kind of a young feeling.
It feels kind of young. Yeah, I would say if you're like in your 20s, maybe, or a teenager, you might say pick.
Yeah.
I said it when I was in my 20s and a teenager. So now that I'm not in my 20s, I may not say it anymore.
You've graduated.
I've graduated past saying pick. and then you said, well, that's a keeper. So it was worth it, right?
Mm-hmm. Right, right. So because it sounds like you had to get in line, you know, sometimes you have to like wait for a special attraction or to, you know, get in line to take a picture. So then I said, look at this one too. What a shot.
Yeah. And I would really reserve these for amazing sunsets, things that, you know, they really tried hard to get that photo.
Right, right, right. Or where somebody's like, maybe it's like a candid moment where like everybody looks like really happy. You can see real joy, you know, things like that.
Yeah. Be natural in your response, you know, and be genuinely interested. And yeah, just have different grades of your responses, right? To the type of photo.
Yeah. Don't go crazy over everything.
There's the airport check-in desk. Wow, what a shot.
Right, right. Be select. People will know if you're being genuine or not.
Yes, for sure. And then the last one, you said this one too, great shot. Okay.
Great shot. That's good. Yes. And then I love the lighting against your hair. And I just wanted to highlight that word, photogenic.
Yes. What does that mean?
It means you look good in photos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty clear, right? You're so photogenic, amazing. Your hair looks great. These are all great things to say. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, oh my gosh, this is fun.
Yeah, Michelle, what do our listeners need to come away with today?
All right. Well, guys, this is a useful and important connection skill. You got to say something when someone's showing you their photos.
Oh, my gosh.
Right? So these are ways that you can compliment them or, you know, really highlight what you think is a great photo and, you know, what to say right after you use one of these expressions.
Yeah, I think this is a connection episode because it comes down to making people feel heard, right? Their trip is the most important thing in their world right when they come back, okay? So you have to really build that connection and make sure that you are on the other side reflecting that back to them. That's how we connect.
Right, right, right. Exactly. Oh, well, this was fun. And let's share photos soon.
Let's share them. Sounds good, Michelle. I'll have some photos. I'll be going to Argentina this fall.
Oh,
and there was a trip to Mexico City. So we've got a lot of good stuff coming up here. I'll have lots of photos soon, but I won't show you them too long or too many, I promise.
Lindsay.
All right, Michelle, I'll talk to you very soon. Have a good one.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.